just noticed that there's various alumni of the yeshiva who are living in Eretz Yisrael, and if they come home for Pesach, I just want to welcome them back. And it's physical for the rebbeim to see the talmidim like that, and hopefully physical for the talmidim to see talmidim like that. We're talking about the loss of lighting a fire on Yom Tov. So, since lighting a fire is part of the process of cooking, so it's one of the melachos which is permitted for echol nefesh, and there's a rule of mitaych. Once it's permitted for purposes of echol nefesh, it's permitted for other purposes also. So a person can light a fire to be able to read something, a person can light a fire to heat something up, you would light, etc. However, the Chazal came along and they said, initially the Rabbanon, and he said, you cannot light a fire. You can only light a fire from an existing flame. You cannot create a new fire. You can transfer a fire which exists onto a new venue. You can light from a candle to another candle. You can light a match from the candle. You cannot light a new flame. So hence, you can't turn on the lights on Yom Tov because it's making a new flame. So you cannot do that. And it's not from an existing flame. So a person has to be careful, therefore, if they're lighting, they want to light the neiros for Shabbos, or for Yom Tov, for that matter, and they don't have any existing flame, but they have an electric coil, they have an electric oven. So if the electric oven is red hot, the coil is red hot, it's considered like a fire. So you can light a match, put a match next to the coil, it'll get heated up, it can catch fire, that's called lighting from an existing flame. However, if it's not red hot, there's no flame there in halacha, so you cannot do that. Furthermore, you have to be careful when you light. You do not light from the heat; you have to light from the fire itself. So you put it. If you don't touch it to the coil itself, you're not called lighting from the coil. It's not lighting from the heat of the coil, and that's not the hetzer. The same thing. You have a candle there. You have to put the match all the way to the candle, to the actual sealant, to the flame which is there, and not just by the heat. Lighting a fire for no purpose at all is not permitted. So, therefore, if a person is transferring a flame from one point to the other, he does not need to use an intermediary. He can put the candle next to it. Instead of using a match, he can put the candle directly there. He should do so, unless there's a need to. One last point. This halacha of making a new flame is only necessary to a banan, and therefore, to ask a non-Jew to do it for you would be permitted. So, in a case where you do not have an option of lighting from any existing flame, you could ask a non-Jew to light the fire for you, and that would be permitted. Because it's a mir la'akum, if there's any tzarif, that would be permitted. Only a sidra bonah, that is permitted. Have a good morning.